I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be here again this evening. It is my desire that, and I hope it is yours as well, that when we leave here this evening, all get in our vehicles and head to our homes, that we'll be able to look back at this service, all being able to say we were able to feel the Lord's presence, but also being able to say that everything we said and did was pleasing to Him. And I guess in order for that to take place, in order for that to be, I need your prayers for this part of the service, that everything we say will be pleasing to Him. And so that's my desire tonight, is that we will be in His will. I've written on the board, God's way is best. I'd like to start off by reading two scriptures. First scripture is in Isaiah 55, verse 8. Isaiah 55, verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." I'd like to turn over to Psalms 139, and 23. Psalm 139 and 23 says, "Search me, O God, know my heart, try me, and know my thoughts." I'll come back to those verses in a bit. This past Wednesday evening, I believe it was sometime midweek, mid-afternoon, I was sitting there in our home in our bedroom, and as I look across my bedroom, I have a pretty good kind of set of big double doors. I'm able to see outside pretty well. And at this particular time that I was looking outside, it was raining pretty heavy. I mean just really pouring down. Had been raining off and on throughout the day. And at this particular time, I mean, it was just almost couldn't see out too far outside just because so much rain. It was raining so hard. And I'm sitting there looking at that rain and, you know, just spending some time with the Lord and some thinking. And I looked at that rain and I thought, well, if I was the fella that had just planted some crops and, or if it was dry and there had been a drought, and I had prayed to the Lord and told the Lord that I sure would like some rain, or Lord, I sure do think we need some rain right now. And I was praying with that mindset in that direction. I thought, man, right now would be the time that I could say the Lord looked down and answered my prayer. Now, I didn't really care one way or the other. I hadn't really given it much thought. I hadn't prayed for rain, but I had not prayed for rain. But I thought, if I was that fella that was told the Lord we need rain, please send some rain, my prayer was getting answered. Well, there also could be another fella. I thought, oh, poor fella. If he had just cut a field of hay, had some hay down on the ground, or maybe it's some parents that had planned a big birthday party for a child or something, they'd been looking forward to this day, or this farmer had been planning on getting some hay on the ground, whatever the case may have been, and he'd been telling the Lord, "Lord, now you know I got this hay down on the ground. I don't need no rain right now. We don't need any rain." I'd hate to bend. Well, I felt sorry for that poor fellow. He would have to maybe face some disappointment. And I think of, how often does that happen in our lives? How often can we say our prayers clash with, can our prayers clash with each other? I think about it. In election time, we do it so much of the time. You know, we have candidate A, we do our research and we really dig and we find some information on this person. We feel with all our heart that this is the best person for the job. And maybe we come before the Lord and we say, "Lord, this is what we need." Lord, can you need to work this out. You need to see that things fall into place so this person can get where he needs to be. But on the other side of that, you might have somebody with just as much passion and just as much umph about can it be. And what prayer does the Lord answer? Well, I don't think that's a question that we can answer. The Lord Himself only knows what prayers need to be answered. But I guess I'm very thankful tonight that man's thoughts and ideas don't control the Lord's actions. The way we think about things, the way we conclude about things, the way we reason about things, I'm thankful tonight that that doesn't control what the Lord sees fit to do. And I think what a mess this world would be in if somehow God answered every prayer in a way that everyone thought that their prayer should be answered. And what chaos there would be. If for some reason you could put candidate A here because this person prayed for candidate A and this person prayed for candidate B and they were both somehow able to come together and be in office, what chaos would happen. But we do live in a time where we tend, we're free pretty much to give our thoughts, our ideas, advice on many things. And I wonder how many times does that get in the way? Our own thoughts and our own ideas about things in life. How does that get in the way of my prayers, my day-to-day life? Well, this evening I'm thinking of something just maybe a little bit more than praying for the weather or praying for your political candidate. I'd like to think of it in a way as thinking about me, who I am, what have I become, looking at my heart. Am I a product of my own ideas? Am I a product of my own way of thinking? Am I striving to be what I want to be? Or am I striving to be what God wants to be? I know God's way is best. I've heard it. We sing the song. But when it comes down to real life things and real life matters, do my own thoughts and my own reasoning dictate what I've become or dictate which way my life is going to go? I think about how as a child, as a young child, I remember seeing my wife. I'm talking about infants. She would go to the... I'm thinking about putting things... The things I'm putting in my life, the things I'm allowing in my life, are they meeting God's approval? Are those things that I'm allowing, is that God's way or is that my way? I remember being with my wife several times shopping for a baby, shopping for one of our children when they were very young. And she would take very, very careful in picking in jars of baby food. And she would go through very, very carefully and try to get a good mixture, a good selection of the fruits and the vegetables. She knew that would be the best thing. She did what she thought was best for that infant. And then as the children grow, as a mother, that's what mothers do. Hopefully they give what they feel the child needs, what is best. And maybe we continue that. We give a good mixture of fruits and vegetables and healthy things. But there's going to come a time Well, that child's going to have to make some decisions for themselves. And that child may become of the age to make some of those decisions, and there might come a day when that child decides that I don't want fruits and vegetables. Maybe I want cookies and candy bars and cake. Is that the best thing for that child? Probably not. But that child has to make that decision. Hopefully, that child can think back to maybe some lessons they had earlier in their life and think, maybe what is a better way than this? Maybe what is a better way than what I'm choosing? I love sugar. I love chocolate. I love all these things in my life. But is there something better than what I'm doing? Is there something better than what I have? Is there something better out there that can be part of my life than what I've allowed to be part of my life? Is there a better way of doing things? Is everything that I'm doing, has it been approved? Is it the best way? Is it, not in my opinion, not in my way of thinking, but is it the best way in God's way of thinking? I think of those words David mentioned in Psalms 120, in that 139 verse 23. I really like his approach here. David starts out by saying, "Search me, O God." You know, I think many times we have questions in our minds. Is what I'm doing, is it okay? Is it right? Is there a better response to this situation? Is there a better approach than the way I'm approaching it? And many times we wonder, how do we know? How do we know if there is a better way? Well, I like David's response here. He said, "Search me, O God." I like who he recognized here. He was speaking to someone that he knew. He was speaking to someone that he knew made him, understood him. He was speaking to one that he knew made no mistakes. And here he says, "Search me, O God, know my heart. Try me, know my thoughts." Maybe David is saying, in my own words, "Lord, here I am. I'm living life. I'm doing what I feel I need to be doing. I feel like I'm doing what I should be doing. But Lord, I want to run it by you first. Lord, I want to get your approval on this thing. I want you to check me, Lord. I want you to try me, test me, know my thoughts." Because what did it say in Isaiah? The Lord said, "My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts." Lord, am I governing my life by my ways and my thoughts? If that's the case, you said your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. So is my life consisting of something that I think should be, or that I think I should do? Our minds, our abilities, our way of thinking, or our God-given, something He has given us, that capability that He has given us to reason and to think and to make decisions. But I think tonight how important it is, even though He has given us those abilities and that choice, how He wants to be in those choices and in those decisions. Yes, He has given us that freedom. But I just want us to remember tonight that His way is the best way. And sometimes, just as David did, maybe there is times in our life when we come up to situations, and there is different ways that we could face different situations, or maybe we could approach, or maybe we could say something in a different way. Maybe we're doing it in a way that isn't pleasing to the Lord, and we could be doing it in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. That we could say what David said. Search me, O God. Know my thoughts. Know my heart. Lord, help us to include the Lord in our decisions, in our day-to-day lives. I'm also thinking about how easy it is to let our fleshly desires control our decision-making process. I remember hearing a comical story of one of our ministers, I believe. I won't mention his name. We all know him very well. He had felt that the Lord, and I'll tell this as accurate as I can, but he had felt that the Lord was checking him on some things in his life. And from the way I understood it, he felt that he was catering to the flesh. He felt like that he was living his life in a way that was just, he was, not that he was putting his flesh in front of the Lord, but his flesh hadn't been crossed very much. And he felt like the Lord had been talking to him. And he felt like the Lord wanted him to cross the flesh. So he thought on it for a while, and he tried to think of something that he didn't like. And he thought about that. How he despised cucumbers. And I feel him on that. I despise cucumbers myself. I can't stand them. And I've said before that would be the last thing on the earth that I think I would eat. And even then, I don't know if I would eat it. But I think he felt this way as well. But the Lord talked to him and said, I want you to cross the flesh. And the Lord told him, I want you to eat some cucumber sandwiches. And I thought about that. And my first thoughts to that was, what a silly thing to do. I'm not there yet. I don't... if the Lord wanted me to cross the flesh, I don't know if I'm there. But I thought, Lord, Do you want me to eat a cucumber sandwich? Is that the best way to do things? In my way of thinking, that's the worst thing that I could think of, that I could do. But Lord, do you want me to eat a cucumber sandwich? Is that the best way how you want me to go forward from here on out? Is to do something that is uncomfortable? Something that's going to cross my flesh, something that leaves a bitter, terrible taste in my mouth, and is that what you want me to do? In my way of thinking, in my way of reasoning, that is a terrible idea. But Lord, is that what you want? Evidently, the Lord wanted brother so-and-so to eat a cucumber sandwich. I don't know if he wants me to eat a cucumber sandwich or not, but it's so easy to let our fleshly desires come in the way of what the Lord desires of us. I don't believe we hear very often praying for something or asking the Lord to work something out that we know is going to be uncomfortable. It does happen if the Lord talks to a person, but for the norm, it isn't that way. We don't pray in a way to cross our flesh. Lord, help us. But the flesh can get in the way. I think of Jesus when he was praying in the garden. Jesus, he didn't want to go through with that plan. He knew it had to be done. I believe that's in Luke. I want to read that. Luke 22, I believe that is. He was in the garden. He said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Lord, is there another way? Do I have to do it this way? Do I really have to die? Do I really have to suffer the things? Do I have to feel the pain on my flesh and go through these things and the hurt and the torment? Jesus was human. In the flesh, from what I gather from the scripture, if there would have been any other way to approach this situation, if there would have been any other way to accomplish this plan, he would have been on board to do that. But not my will, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Is there another way? Is the things we're doing in life and the things that as we live life, are we purposing to make sure that it's God's way? Or have I let human reasoning, fleshly desires, my way of thinking, my mind, the desires of my heart, have I let those come between me and what I know God wants for me in my life? You know, as we become adults, as we teach our children, we teach them to make decisions. And we learn that ourselves from being taught the same thing. And it continues to go. It goes and goes and goes. And we teach what we were taught. And we teach responsibility. We teach our children how to think for themselves, how to use their mind, how to reason, how to make these decisions. Brothers, we're instructed to bring order to the home, to keep order in the home, and call the shots, you know, so to speak. I mean, the Lord has kind of given us that authority. But in the midst of all that, God still wants to be in the picture. God still wants to be in all those day-to-day decisions, those when we give our children some instruction, or we let our wife know, what am I thinking on this? Those are the things that God still wants to be in. But even more than that, all those, the core of who I am, the makeup of who I am, that's what God wants to be in. Because I look around and I see the circumstances going on in the world around us, and I know there's really not much we can do to change these things that we see. We can pray, and I encourage us to pray for the chaos that's going on around us. But as we have heard before, I believe Brother Michael was faithful to say this. It has to start with me. It has to start with me. If every individual on the face of the earth could look inward and look at themselves and align themselves with what God wants for them in their life, then we wouldn't have to have these conversations about how terrible things are around us. Lord, help me to be able to look at myself and ask myself, who am I? What am I made up of? Is the things I'm doing the best way? Is the things, God's way is best? I know that in my head, but does my life and the things that I am made up of show that? I think of that. We do sing that song, God's Way is Best, number 111 in our book. And that last verse says, thy way is best, so lead me onward. My all I give to thy control, thy loving hand will truly guide me, and safe to glory bring my soul. The burden this evening is to do away with myself, my way of thinking, my thoughts, and get more of God in the picture. And get more of His ways and His thoughts. Because my ways and my thoughts, as He said in Isaiah, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Lord, help us to be able to get the mind of the Lord as we go through our day-to-day lives, as we face these things in this world that we have to face. Help me to approach these things in the best way possible. And that's what I think and what I feel is the best way possible just might not be what God's intentions are. Now, there are times that if I feel this way about something and I pray to the Lord and that is His desire, and then our thoughts align, and my thoughts align with His thoughts. If I say, Lord, I need rain. My crops are dry. I need rain, Lord. And He looks down and He sees I need rain. And then our thoughts align and He answers that prayer. Thank the Lord for those times. But help us to be able to come before the Lord and ask the Lord for His mind on our lives, His direction in our lives, because we know His way is best. Help me not to pray in such a way that I pray toward my own desires and my own wants and what I think I need and those type of things. But to really keep it before the Lord, our way of thinking, our way of reasoning, our way of doing things is so shallow. And in the big picture of things, when you compare it to, you can't compare it to the way God does things and works things out. There's no comparison there. Lord, help us to get God in the picture. Help us to involve Him in things. Involve Him in our conversations. Involve Him in our lives. Once we invite Him there, once we have Him there, the key is to keep Him there. It's so easy. We're such creatures of habit. We become, it's again, referring back, we make decisions. I mean, it's so quickly. It's the same by the seat of our pants, which is so spontaneous. We can just make this decision, make that decision. And we can get carried away and we can forget. I forget. Much of the time to seek the Lord in just the little things. Lord, do you want me to go on this vacation? Is this your will? I'm a very spontaneous person. I can decide today that I want to go on a week-long vacation tomorrow and not plan for it and just take off and go. But is that the Lord's will? It might not be. Lord, help us to look at those small things in our life. Those small things, if we get the Lord involved, if we include Him in those things can make a big, big difference. Lord, help us, because God's way is best. Amen. Thank y'all for your time, for your attention. Y'all pray for me.